जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी चन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदनंदन रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, य यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराजाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद् डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराजाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद् डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास्तव गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगमाई जमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टिति। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। A reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text Number 44.
Tatra kirtayato vipra viprasher bhuri tejasaha aham chadyagamam tatra निविष्टस्तदनुग्रहात् सोऽहं वः श्रवयिष्यामि यथा भीतं यथा मतिः तत्र कीर्तयतो विप्रा विप्रश्चेर्भूरि तेजसः अहं चाद्यगमं तत्र निविष्टस्तद् अनुग्रहात् सोऽहं वः श्रावयिष्यामि यथाधीतं यथामति तत्र कीर्तयतो विप्रा विप्रर्षेर्भूरि तेजसः अहं चाद्यगमं तत्र निविष्टिस्तदनुग्रहात् सोऽहं वः श्रावयिष्यामि यथाधीतं यथामति
word to word meaning
tatra there kirtayataha
while reciting
vipraha o brahmanas viprarshe
from the great brahman rishi
bhuri
greatly
tejasaha
powerful
aham
I
cha
also
adhyagamam
could understand
tatra
in the meeting
nivishtah
being perfectly attentive
tat anugrahat
by his mercy
sah
that very thing
aham
I
Vaha
unto you
Shravishyami
shall let you hear
Yathaditam
Yathamati
as far as my realization.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O learned Brahmanas, when Shukadeva Goswami recited Bhagavatam there in the presence of Emperor Parikshit, I heard him with rapt attention, and thus by his mercy, I learned the Bhagavatam from that great and powerful sage.
Now I shall try to make you hear the very same thing as I learned it from him and as I have realized it. Purport. One can certainly see directly the presence of Lord Sri Krishna in the pages of Bhagavatam. If one has heard it from a self-realized great soul like Shukadeva Goswami, one cannot, however, learn Bhagavatam from a bogus, hired reciter whose aim of life is to earn some money out of such recitation and employ the earning in sex indulgence. No one can learn Srimad Bhagavatam who is associated with persons engaged in sex life. That's the secret of learning Bhagavatam. No one can learn Bhagavatam from one who interprets the text by his mundane scholarship. One has to learn Bhagavatam from the representative of Shukadev Goswami and no one else, if one at all wants to see Lord Sri Krishna in the pages. That is the process and there is no alternative. Suta Goswami is a bona fide representative of Shukadev Goswami because he wants to present the message which he received from the great learned Brahmana. Shukadev Goswami presented Bhagavatam as he heard it from his great father, and so also Suta Goswami is presenting Bhagavatam as he heard it from Shukadev Goswami. Suta Goswami is presenting Bhagavatam as he had heard it from Shukadev Goswami. Simple hearing is not all. One must realize the text with proper attention. The word Nivishta means that Suta Goswami drank the juice of Bhagavatam through his ears. That is the real process of receiving Bhagavatam. One should hear with rapt attention from the real person, and then he can at once realize the presence of Lord Krishna in every page. The secret of knowing Bhagavatam is mentioned here. No one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing and mating. But somehow or other, if someone hears with rapt attention from the right source, right person, at the very beginning one can assuredly see Lord Sri Krishna in person in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, third chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Krishna is the Source of All Incarnations. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya
प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा। सो इन द पर्पोट शिला प्रभुपाद मेंशंस अबाउट द qualification to understand Srimad Bhagavatam and also the qualification to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. I think in the beginning of the second chapter, qualifications of Suta Goswami have been mentioned. Why he was chosen as the person to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. Before him, his father was speaking on the Puranas. But going by that standard, we realize that we are not qualified. But then, how are we able to speak on such an elevated scripture? Even Suta Goswami was not qualified. Because as the word Suta suggests, he was born in a lower caste. And the scriptures were always taught by the Brahminical class, the great sages. So Suta Goswami also was not qualified materially. But what created his qualification was the blessings of his guru, Srila Vyasadeva, Shukadeva Goswami. So he was such a personality who was personally blessed by three people. Suta Goswami, Srila Vyasadeva and Lord Balaram himself. So he might not have the qualification, but the instruction coming from the authority is what creates our qualification. So Srila Prabhupada, he introduced Srimad Bhagavatam and that everybody should speak. So that is the necessary qualification required. So that is the glory of the path of bhakti, that the process and the goal are the same, and one does not need any prerequisite or previous qualification. As one engages in bhakti, one becomes a bhakta. And so difference is only when we are at a neophyte stage, we do it because we have to do it and we need to do it. When we are perfect, we do it out of love. But the process and the goal remains the same. So hearing and chanting is one thing which never stops at any point, whether we are at a neophyte stage, intermediate stage, or at the level of perfection. So there are 9 limbs of bhakti, and the foremost are hearing and chanting. Simply these two activities can lead us to perfection, chanting the holy names and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We don't need to do anything else. Specifically in Kali Yuga, chanting the holy names and Srimad Bhagavatam. Not other scriptures. Not even the Gita comes close to Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam has special potency. That Gita to Krishna expects you to follow certain principles and then you get the results. Sarva dharman parityajya. Bhagavatam, we just have to sit and hear. And it will give us the result of following all the principles of the Gita and much, much more. So Bhagavatam, so this is the quality, hallmark quality of somebody who is great. For example, so many people speak on scriptures. And they speak in such a way that at the end of it, nobody understands anything. So the hallmark quality of a true spiritual master or teacher is to make things simpler. And not more complicated for people to understand, for the audience to understand. And that is why Shukadeva Goswami is glorified. Because he made it much simpler. And when you look at Srila Prabhupada, he made it million times simpler.
You see other translations, if you come across somebody has commented on Ramayana or Bhagavatam, it seems that they have tried to showcase their knowledge of vocabulary. But one thing that we find in Srila Prabhupada's books is it's very easy to understand. And this is the arrangement of the Lord, that He specifically tries to make things simple in Kali Yuga. So that's the only thing we can manage. Philosophical yajnas, meditation, it's not possible. So, the instruction coming from Srila Prabhupada and his representatives is the qualification to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada, as he was asked once, what was our qualification? That we are getting something which even Prahlad Maharaj did not get. Straight Golok. The most confidential secrets are revealed to us. Prabhupada said, you had no qualification, I created your qualification. He humbly said that. And it was true. So, Suta Goswami was personally blessed by Vyasa, even though he was born in a lower caste. And then he was serving in Vyasadeva's ashram. It goes to show the whole family was glorious because his father was also blessed by Vyasadeva. In fact, he was made in charge of the Puranas, Romaharshan Sutta. And like father, like son. But of course, Romaharshan Sutta ended up committing a mistake. And then Suta Goswami was made the next teacher. Suta Goswami was humbly serving Vyasadeva in his ashram. And one fine day, because Vyasadeva was extremely pleased with him, he called him, embraced him, and said, he was so pleased, he blessed him, that whatever knowledge I have gained, I bless that it will appear in your heart. So he was immediately given the adhikar, the qualification. And that is how the process has been. Not that we take titles for ourselves. Somebody from above has to give it. Like, in the case of Vishwamitra also, he was trying to become a Brahma Rishi. But until another Brahma Rishi, Sage Vasishtha, endorsed, he was not able to become. So this has always been the process. That we don't take titles for ourselves, we don't take designations for ourselves. We serve humbly and we wait for the mercy. So, Suta Goswami became qualified. And how did he achieve it? Vyasadeva had performed austerities, he had achieved so much by his penances. But Suta Goswami simply had to serve him, and he got whatever Vyasadeva had after a lot of hard work easily. So His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj once mentioned that we do not make spiritual advancement by trying to surpass someone. We make spiritual advancement by becoming that person's humble servant. And that's an easier way. In the third canto also we see Mother Devahuti. She is the princess. And Kardam Muni has been living in a forest, no shelter also. But Swayambhu Manu marries her to Kardam Muni and she is happy. Because the character was more important in those days. And how the person whom you are marrying your daughter to could elevate your daughter to a spiritual platform, that was the consideration. Kali Yuga means just the opposite. How a person can elevate you to a material platform, materially can make you happy. Mother Devahuti accepted that from being living in the palace to a forest. And after the marriage, Kardam Muni went into meditation for a long, long time. And Devahuti ji, she kept on serving him selflessly to the point that she neglected her own maintenance. She had become emaciated. Her whole appearance was shabby. By the time Kardam Muni came out of his meditation, and when he saw, it's mentioned in the third canto that Whatever benefits he had received by his years of austerities, they were immediately bestowed upon Mother Devahuti. So simply by serving great souls, we automatically tend to acquire their qualities, their blessings, and whatever they have, it comes to us. It's true, in every case, when Krishna was entering Mathura, so he was visiting various devotees, that was, he told Akrurji, you go, I'll come later, I want to see the Mathura city, because he had come from a village. So people who come from village, they're very excited to see the city. So Krishna acted like that. So he went with his cowherd friends. He was meeting different people. But the reason he was going was to meet his devotees. So he met one washerman. And he asked him for some clothes. He was carrying nice silk clothes. The washerman, instead of giving, others had given whatever Krishna wanted, and Krishna blessed them. This washerman got very angry and he started abusing Krishna. So Krishna, with his hand, he chopped off his head. Then he told Balaramji, this person had performed austerities. He had prayed for lifetimes to get an opportunity to see me and render service. And now when I came in front of him, was standing, asking for some seva, he refused. What was the reason? So, number one, that if we get an opportunity to serve Krishna or anything connected to Krishna, it is the result of our lifetimes of prayers and desires and austerities and hard work. And if we lose it, if we don't respond to it, because the opportunity comes only when Krishna wants to send it. But if we refuse it, how will we ever refuse it? Because of wrong association. So this washerman had worked hard to come to this level. He had cultivated that desire for lifetimes. But because of his association with King Kansa, whom he was serving a wrong master, he had also become envious. He had acquired that quality of envy which Kansa had. And therefore he lost the opportunity. Hence the scriptures again and again talk about having good association. Otherwise, whatever blessings we have, we might just lose them. So as humans, we always have the ability to choose. Even though, so it is a positive, it has a positive side and a negative side as well. Positive side in the sense, even if we have committed hundreds of mistakes till the last moment, the present moment is still a choice by which we can rectify. And even if we have done a lot of good work in the previous lifetimes in the past, by the present choices we can spoil it also. Because life is a multi-innings game. In test match, it's a multi-innings game. So if we have played really well in the first innings, but if we play very badly in the second innings, so we might lose the match. And even if we have played very badly the first innings, second innings is a choice. We can play well. So Suta Goswami was blessed by Vyasadeva. Because of those blessings, his qualification was created. Secondly, he was blessed by Shukadeva Goswami. When Shukadeva Goswami was about to start speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, Suta Goswami was humbly sitting at the back. So Shukadeva Goswami personally called him, asked him to sit right in front. And he heard Srimad Bhagavatam like that. And Shukadeva Goswami had also declared in the future, this Suta Goswami will speak Srimad Bhagavatam to the sages at Naimisharanya. So he was blessed by Shukadeva Goswami. Then he was also blessed by Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram, he didn't want to participate in the battle at Kurukshetra, so he went on a pilgrimage. When he came to this particular place, it was Naimisharanya only, where they were sitting. Sit. Okay. So, when he entered the assembly, everyone got up. But Romaharshana Sutta, who had been chosen to speak on the Puranas, because of the qualification given to him by Vyasadeva, he was made the in charge of the Puranas. He had subtle pride. He did not get up. He was thinking he was sitting on a Vyasasana. So everybody is sitting down. So he was the guru. And the job of the guru is to make the disciples surrender to Krishna. Otherwise, he is not a guru. In the case of Bali Maharaj, we see, because Shukracharya was asking or instructing Bali Maharaj to not offer what Lord Vamanadeva was asking, so he lost the position of a guru, and therefore Bali Maharaj rejected him. So if a guru is not connecting us with God, first of all, he need to know who God is. And if he is not connecting us, then he is not a guru. So Romaharshan Sutta was setting the wrong example. When more is given, more is expected also. If somebody else who is sitting on the floor, he had not gotten up, Balaramji wouldn't have done anything. But still it was an etiquette, might be he might have chastised. Because it was not setting the wrong example, was set by the person who is having an influential position. Yadyadacharati sreshta sattat evetaro janaha. Whatever example great people set, common people follow. So he was expected to behave in a certain way, but Romaharshan Sutta did not get up. And Balaramji immediately detected the wrong mentality. And he just picked up a blade of grass, touched it to Romaharshana, and he fell down dead. So Balaramji has a typical way of going to two extremes. Very interesting. He is very affectionate to Duryodhan for some reason. And he associates with them. But when he wants to punish somebody, he goes to another extreme in one blow, whether it was Pralambasur or when he was playing that dice game with some king, or Romaharshan Sutta, or when he went, when Krishna's son had been abducted by the Kauravas. He was trying to convince them. He thought, no, Duryodhana is my disciple, I'll take care. When they did not listen, they started blaspheming Krishna. He decided to put an end to the entire race of the Kauravas and separated the whole land of Hastinapur, wanting to throw it into the Ganges, Jamuna. So he goes to, he has his own ways because he is the Adi Guru. He cannot tolerate small. Krishna allows. But Guru's job is to be very precise. And that's why Guru comes from the word Gurutvakarshan, force of gravity, heavy. Anything that goes up immediately brings it down. So the names have been chosen accordingly. So at that time, all the sages were shocked. They said, Balaramji, we had just given him a blessing for long life. So Balaramji was very humble also. He said, if you want, I can bring him back to life. He said, no matter. It doesn't matter. Whatever you do is perfect. You can transfer this benediction to his son because the father lives through the son. So that benediction was transferred, long life, to Suta Goswami. So blessed by three personalities, Suta Goswami, and that's why he became the most qualified to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, Srila Prabhupada mentions, we should not hear from those who are professional reciters or who take money. Any activity, whether it's mundane, when we talk about especially any activity which has some scriptural basis, if somebody takes money for it, he will lose the potency. Or anything which is coming, which cannot be understood on a mundane level, if somebody starts taking money for it, it loses potency. And therefore, there were many arts initially which are extinct now. Once I was in somebody's home in Delhi, so they were discussing their daughter. One day she suddenly fell down. Nobody knew what was wrong. And then they did some scan and they realized, they found out there were two germs in her brain which moved little. And because of that, she fell unconscious for hours. It's a very delicate place, part of our body. So now the doctors were saying, we have to operate, and chances are, if even if she survives, she might become like a vegetable, and it is a critical thing. So mother was really worried, and she was in some social get-together, some friend's house, some party, and somebody she heard, because they are devotees, how Krishna guides us, guides people, how he helps. In that party, she hears, overhears somebody, one lady talking to the other about the same problem and how there was somebody in Rajasthan who took those germs out. Immediately she turned to her and she took the address. They went. And when they went, they had to wait for some time. And this person had that vidya, that knowledge. So the daughter was put on mother's lap. And so his way of doing it was, he would fill the ear up with water. And then he would play some flute, some sound. And in front of their eyes, the mother said, I saw two germs actually coming out from here. And he put them in a bottle and showed it to us. He took half an hour. So the mother was really impressed. Everybody was happy. The villager said, actually, his father used to only take 5 minutes. But because his son has started charging, he's taking money, so now his potency is a little less and he takes like half an hour now. He started taking money. So anything which is, you can say, which is on a subtle platform, which materially we cannot provide any explanation to, these vidyas are there, mystic powers and all. But if somebody starts charging for them, then they lose potency. So when they came back, the doctors did the scan, they were shocked. Okay, where did these two germs go? So Prabhupada highly recommends here, he basically, Sanatan Goswami is also Avaishnavo Mukhod Girnam Putim Putam Hari Kathamritam. Never ever hear even Hari Katha or Hari Naam from somebody who is not a Vaishnava, not a devotee. There are so many professional singers, professional reciters. People have prayer meets and they call some professional singers and they do some bhajan, they think that's done. The whole effort goes in vain. You put in so much money, you put in so much effort, and no benefit to the person who has passed away. Because Krishna does not manifest himself through non-devotees or professional reciters or singers. They may sing the most melodious bhajans, but the spirituality will be zero. The spiritual potency will be zero. So therefore it is recommended, it is again and again mentioned, that never ever hear from anybody who is not a devotee. Because they might be speaking on Gita, they might be speaking on Bhagavat, but it's not the words that they speak that change people's hearts. It is the consciousness behind those words that permeates through the words. So the consciousness, if the person is having a materialistic consciousness, he might speak Ras Lila, the highest pastimes of Krishna, but it will only make people more materialistic and more mundane. But if a person is saturated with Krishna consciousness, he might just not speak even a single word. He might just crack a joke. That will also make people Krishna conscious. Like Srila Prabhupada, he was so saturated with Krishna consciousness. So his gestures, his simple act of, like one Prabhupada disciple, he mentions a story that he came to see who is this guru and he was sitting at the back. Prabhupada was talking to somebody and Prabhupada was eating some fruit which had seeds. So Prabhupada would eat and then he would throw the seed like, and it would make a perfect trajectory and it was falling into a dustbin. And again Prabhupada was doing this. And this person was impressed. He said, my God, Only he can do it. I will accept him as my guru. So it was a mundane activity, apparently, but that ended up making a person surrender to Krishna. Sachinandan Maharaj writes that he, in his initial days, he wanted to leave the movement. He was fed up. But he heard that Prabhupada was coming. So he thought, let me see Prabhupada one last time. So he also went to the airport. Prabhupada came and the roaring kirtan. There were so many garlands. And so Sachinandan Maharaj is also standing maybe in the third or fourth row behind many devotees. And when Prabhupada came right in front, he just stopped and turned around and looked at him and smiled. That's it. And then Prabhupada moved on. And Maharaj decided to stay back. That smile was enough. So if a person is not a devotee, he does not have that Krishna consciousness. Because what is the ultimate goal of scriptures? To lead us to Krishna. But he himself has no connection with Krishna. That consciousness is not there. How will he lead us to Krishna? If I do not have 1,000 rupees, I cannot give somebody 1,000 rupees. I can only give whatever is there in my pocket. If I only have 50 rupees, I can only give 50 rupees. So, this understanding somehow is lacking in today's world, and people think that all that glitters is gold. Anybody who can speak well, or he's speaking on Gita, Bhagavatam, he's also doing Gita, na? He's also doing Bhagavat. A few days back, somebody sent one small audio. And some teacher from some organization. And he has named it Gita for so-and-so. And when you open that, there's not even a single word related to Gita. He is, or she is speaking whatever they want to speak. In the name of Gita. Because they know if we don't use the word Gita, nobody will come to listen to us. And when people come, they give them something else. Because they themselves don't have the connection. So there is no harm in speaking what they want to speak, but we have to stop using scriptures for our own selfish motives, because that creates a lot of confusion. Scriptures are the law books, they are the guide books. Imagine if somebody tampers with the law books, what will happen? People are using scriptural characters and writing books, fictional books. They're writing fiction using the characters of the scriptures, Ramayana, Mahabharata, Puranas. So that creates a lot of confusion, because printed word has a lot of potency. Anything which is printed, people take it as the gospel truth. So the biggest disservice has been done. So because scriptures are nothing but recorded form of hearing, so one has to be very, very careful that it's not sectarianism, we don't have to be sentimental. When scriptures say that the four disciplic lines, Guru Shishya Parampara, Shri Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Kumar Sampradaya, Brahma Madhava Gaudi Sampradaya, these are the only four disciplic lines authorized by Krishna to distribute knowledge about himself. Others also might be distributing, but complete understanding will not be there. People may go wherever they want to, but if they want complete understanding, they have to get connected to one of these four. But Krishna has authorized, these are my distributing agents, like that. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, one more point Srila Prabhupada mentions here, has the power to immediately show Krishna. And Uddhavji had done that when the queens at Dwarka, they were feeling separation from Krishna. They met Kalindi, who asked them to get in touch with Uddhavji. So get in touch might have a different meaning today. There were no mobile phones, and Uddhavji was living in Kusum Sarovar and simultaneously in Badrinath. So she said when earlier gopis were feeling separation, Uddhavji had helped them. So he can only help you become free from the pangs of separation. So with the help of Parikshit Maharaj, so how can we do that? She said, Uddhavji loves kirtan. So So you must engage a Sankirtan festival on the banks of Kusum Sarovar. He will come and help. With the help of Parikshit Maharaj, Vajranab, Krishna's great grandson, they organized a Kirtan festival, and Uddhavji appeared from among the creepers. And since the queens were feeling separation, so Uddhavji knew the way out. He decided to speak Srimad Bhagavatam to them for 30 days. And he told Parikshit Maharaj, you go and make sure that Kaliyuga does not enter here. So Parikshit Maharaj was not happy. He said, am I not qualified to hear Bhagavat? What is this? He said, no, you are the most qualified, and in future Shukadev Goswami will come and personally speak Bhagavat to you. So it is then, he said, you go around, make sure that Kali does not enter, because wherever such activities take place, Kali tries to create disturbance. So make sure he does not enter. And that's when Parikshit Maharaj meets Kali, which is mentioned in the first canto of Bhagavat. He was going around in his kingdom. So Uddhavji spoke, Uddhavji said one more thing. He said, you will become the medium to manifest Bhagavatam in this world. You will hear from Shukadev Goswami. And then this Srimad Bhagavatam will spread all over the world in future. So that prediction was already there, which was fulfilled by Prabhupada. Before Prabhupada, nobody knew about Bhagavat. So this prediction was already made by Uddhavji 5,000 years ago. And then Uddhavji spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. The queen sat, and as he was speaking, the recitation is not complete yet. As he started speaking, the queens were hearing with rapt attention. That was the key. And they could see Radha Krishna's pastimes manifesting right in front of their eyes. Directly they could see Krishna, whom they were feeling separation from. And when the recitation was completed, all the queens entered into Krishna's pastimes. They disappeared. So that's the power of Srimad Bhagavatam. There is nothing in the three worlds which cannot be achieved simply by sitting in one place and doing kirtan or reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. Even Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, they recite Bhagavatam every day. So this is in the Skanda Purana Mahatmya Bhagavatam, all these details, where even Lord Vishnu and Brahma and Shiva, to get the potency for what they do, maintenance, destruction and creation, they recite Bhagavat. Because they prayed to Krishna. And Krishna told them, recite Bhagavat every day. Brahmaji wanted to be free from the association of all kinds of living entities when he created. He said, recite Bhagavat. Vishnuji asked, how may I maintain your devotees and my Lakshmi? He said, recite Bhagavat. So Vishnuji recites, Lakshmiji listens. Lakshmiji recites, Vishnuji listens. And then Shiva, he said, you have given me the power to destroy, but I do not have the power for final destruction. That is final pralaya. That means when the living entity gets liberated. So Lord Shiva was told by Krishna, recite Bhagavat. And that's how Lord Shiva has gained that potency. So, simple, the path shown by Krishna is very simple. Srimad Bhagavatam and holy name. Holy name and Srimad Bhagavatam, that's it. Hearing, chanting. And the most powerful ways to keep making advancement. And if we stick to it, by the Lord's grace, because by these two activities Krishna is most pleased, and by his pleasure then our good fortune will be created. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai.